Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers being injured? How has that changed things from your perspective?
Well, you know, we've been in the same situation. I don't think your offense drastically changes. Seneca's been in the league for a long time. I think he has a good understanding and grasp of that system. The offense obviously does change because Aaron's one of the all-time great quarterbacks, not just of this era, of any era. So I think it's got to change. But we're still preparing for all the other guys that are healthy and ready to go and expect a hell of a game.
So what do you do to prepare for Seneca Wallace? Do you go back and watch some of his old film from 2-3 years ago? Or?
No, because it's still Mike's offense. So, you know, to watch Seneca play for the Browns or Seattle doesn't – you know, they're different from that aspect. So, you know, we expect to see Lacy. We expect to see Starks. You know, the receivers, Jordy's still there. We know what they're going to do. It's a little bit of an unknown, but not that much because I don't expect Mike to come out in the wishbone.
Foles will be your quarterback on Sunday, right?
If we get through the week of practice, yeah.
Okay. And what did he do against the Raiders to light it up like that, Coach?
Yeah, had a really good week of preparation. Was very, very accurate with his passes. You know, I thought we protected him. It was a combination of everything. Nick played really, really well. But I thought we protected him very well, and I thought our receivers had a real big day, too. So, but he was extremely accurate with his throws.
Chip, 8 games in, how do you think the offense has handled your style and your plan? I know there's been good days and bad, but just give me an idea how that's kind of taken shape.
I think at this point in time, we're one game under 500, so you are what your record says you are. So we need to play better. You know, specifically in the last couple of weeks, we weren't very good against Dallas and weren't very good against New York, and we were good against Tampa and we were good against Dallas. So we were good against Oakland. So we need to play better, more like we played against Tampa and Oakland, and less like we played against Dallas and New York.
You know, what's needed to find that more consistent level?
Just that's the key. The consistency. If anybody has a secret to it, you do it every week. But you know, consistency is the hallmark of being a very, very good football team. You know, and I think we can move the ball at times, and we've proven that, but we need to do it on a consistent basis.
You know, considering you inherited most of the talent there, is your offense still kind of a work in progress, and are you guys going to look, you know, drastically different in, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road?
I don't know what 2 or 3 years down the road is going to be like, and we don't think that way right now. Once the season gets started, your mindset's just on each week, and our mindset's just on Green Bay, so we don't have enough time during the week to see, hey, what's this thing going to look like 2 or 3 years down the road? We believe we have enough talent to win right now, and 4 times we've proven that right, and 5 times we've proven that wrong.
I guess I'm asking, do you have the pieces in place just to fit what you ultimately would like to do?
I don't think we don't look at it that way, and I don't mean to be evasive, is that no one has that. You know, no one can say, hey, I wish I had this quarterback and that running back and this tailback and that offensive tackle. It's just, the game doesn't work that way. You know, you don't get to have every pick in the draft. You don't get to sign every free agent. So, you know, you try to put together a team in a manner that they understand what you're trying to get accomplished. There's great chemistry and attitudes in the locker room, and they have a skill set that kind of goes with it, and then you go from there. So we're not a team that wishes and hopes for things where, you know, this is what we are, this is what we do, and let's go out and have a really, really, really good Wednesday.
The no huddle is something they've tried to get going here for a couple of years. Just what are some of the pros and cons of speeding it up like you guys do?
Sometimes it's a tool in the toolbox. It's not something that we do all the time. It's kind of can put the defense and make them line up quicker and make them have to play at a different speed than maybe they normally practice at or play at. So I think it's a weapon, you know, just like a 3 tight end offense is a weapon, just like a 5 receiver offense is a weapon, just like, empty formations are a weapon. It's just something that adds to, you know, your scope of overall offense.
So how have you kind of reacted offensively when it seemed like defenses were figuring you guys out a little bit?
Yeah, I don't believe that to be true. I just believe we didn't execute well.
Chip, how are you kind of just liking the whole NFL world, you know, in the first half of your first season?
I really, really enjoy it. I think we got and it's all about the people you get to work with. We got an outstanding staff and a tremendous team from an attitude standpoint, from a chemistry standpoint. So, really, really, really enjoyed it. You know, that's the one thing you didn't know going in. I had an unbelievable situation when I was at Oregon just because of who the players were as people and what our staff was like. And, you know, to leave that to come to this, you know, that was the biggest unknown of what you get to go to work with every day. And they've been awesome here in Philly.
We're talking to Casey Matthews here later. I guess how have you seen him evolve as a player?
Yeah, Casey's, you know, playing both inside linebacker and outside linebacker for us. Real versatile player. You know, the only guy that's really kind of playing both positions. Outstanding special teams player for us. You know, I was fortunate enough to have Casey when I coached at Oregon. You know, he's got everything you're looking for in a football player. He loves the game. He plays the game because he loves it, not because of what it gets him. You know, obviously he's got an unbelievable family with his dad and his brother and uncles and the whole crew. It's, you know, he's just awesome to be around.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. That's obviously a famous name. Maybe it is a lot of pressure, maybe it's not. I guess, have you seen him handle that better or differently over the years?
Nah, Casey's the great thing about Casey, and we talked about earlier, consistency. Casey's the same guy every single day. You know exactly where he is and exactly what he's all about. And, you know, I'm sure Clay's the same way. I know Casey's dad real well because when he was coaching high school ball, he'd come up and watch us practice at Oregon, and just a special, special family.
So you saw, even back at Oregon, you never saw the weight of that name weighed on him at all?
No.
Okay.
I just see Case going out and loving practice and playing football.
What do you think of the way Eddie Lacy runs the ball, Chip?
Big, tough, hard, physical runner. You know, a downhill runner. You know, he seems like he runs angry. You know, and you know, I really think in the last couple of games, obviously his carries have gone up. But he's a real physical back, and you got to make sure that, you know, we got 11 guys getting to the football and pursuing him because he you have to gang tackle Eddie.
Your running back's okay too, isn't he?
He's not bad.
I guess what kind of an obvious question here, but what does he add to an offense with his versatility and ability to do just about anything you want to do with him?
Yeah, you know, I think he's a complete back. Probably doesn't get enough credit for his pass pro pickup, but is really a big weapon coming out of the backfield. Can create some mismatches in man coverage with linebackers trying to cover him. Obviously a dynamic open field runner that has the ability to make people miss. You know, he's got great shiftiness to him. You know, really a complete back because he can run, he can catch, and he can protect.
You know, kind of when Green Bay's offense has been at its best this year, they've been going up tempo, moving fast. Do you expect that with Seneca Wallace with a full week of preparation?
Yeah, we expect everything. Mike's such a good football coach. It would be very wrong of us to shortchange them on anything they can do. You know, I think they've got a lot of weapons. You know, and Nelson, you know, getting healthy a little bit at receiver, getting Jones back. You know, I think the O-line's playing well. And then when you see how Starks and Lacy are running the ball right now, you know, we expect a huge challenge on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you would know this. I mean, how big of an advantage is it for the your quote unquote backup quarterback to become the starter and have the full week's worth of reps rather than just a smattering during week in practice?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest dilemma for every coach in the NFL is how do you get your second quarterback reps? And you know, you can't. You got to get your number one guy started. And you know, going into the game, Aaron wasn't hurt, so you know, you're trying to get Aaron as many reps as you can so that. He's prepared to play. You know, when you just don't have enough players to prepare two guys, and whether it's at quarterback or whether it's at any other position, is that, you know, your backups have to have a, you know, they've got to have a great grasp of the game plan. They got to study it. They got to do it. You know, they got to kind of mimic it, but they really don't get that rep. So I think it does help, you know, I'm sure for Mike with having Seneca in this week that he's going to be able to get him more reps in practice. So.
I mean, how did you know that Nick was going to work in your offense? A lot of people on the outside were saying, "Well, the guy's not mobile; it's not going to work out." I mean, what did you see?
I mean, I just think people on the outside didn't know what our offense was, if that's what the case is. I mean, he's a great decision maker. He's a better athlete than people give him credit for. He distributes the ball extremely well all around the field. Is a student of the game and knows where the ball should go on every play. And, you know, I think anybody that would make that statement probably, number one, didn't know what Nick was athletically, and number two, had no idea what our offense was.